Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony coexist. The spa and spa life, the SPA, is for seek power always. That power within you to be led and to do your biggest work here in the world. I am so inspired by our next guest here who we have is Regeline Sabat, who is also known as Gigi. And she is the CEO and founder of Life Service Center of America, LLC, motivational keynote speaker, three times best-selling author of the Walk With Me and God First books that have been endorsed by Les Brown. Gigi is also the co-author of several best-selling book collaborations, and she is a life coach and confidence coach. Gigi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Diane. It's such an honor to be here today.
Well, this is so fun because I just scratched the surface as far as what you are up to. And if I could come up with just one word right now, it would be an advocate, because you are an advocate in so many different areas, not only as a first generation Haitian American, financial expert, Florida chapter leader of World Women Conference and Awards, host of your own podcast, Walk With Me. And you are an advocate on many different levels, from domestic violence, sexual assault, breast cancer, human trafficking, mental health. What has led you on this path to have so much areas of passion and an advocacy in so many different areas?
Excellent question. So I'll backtrack here a little bit and I'll tell you a little bit more about me. My parents came to this country from Haiti around 35 years ago, and my parents instilled in my brothers and I the importance of obtaining an education. And so I did. I attended the University of Central Florida in Orlando, and I obtained my BA in political science, pre-law, and sociology. And then I pursued a degree in law. While in law school, I became the Student Bar Association president, which means that I oversaw all the organizations in the law school. So I just recall being very productive at the time. But here's the thing, I got the shock of my life one day. I had just got done studying, and I was on the phone call with a colleague from the SBA. I was on the couch. And the abuser charged at me, beat me, almost strangled me to death, threw my phone across the room. And when I tried to get back up, I fell flat like a vegetable. And at the time, I didn't understand why, but the domestic violence advocates told me it's because I lost oxygen to the brain. So the fact that I'm still here and I'm able to utilize my skills and my knowledge, it's truly a blessing. Mm. And after everything that happened, I stepped into God's purpose for my life. And I haven't looked back since. And so I then launched the books, the podcast, and my company, Life Service Center of America. And that's just by getting quiet and listening to him, listening to God. And after everything that happened, I got baptized again as an adult. And I reread the Bible again as an adult. Because mind you, I had read it when I was very young, because I had got sexually assaulted by two individuals when I was only 8 years old. Mm. So after everything that happened, especially the fact that the sexual assault happened again as an adult, I was taken by a man who worked for the same company as me while out on an annual function. And he took me and sexually assaulted me. After that happened, I pretty much became numb to pain. And at that moment, I'll never forget, I said, I don't like this feeling. I didn't like the feeling. And I said, nope. And I prayed to God. And after that, if you told me today that I would be launching a book actually today titled Overcoming Heart Blocks, I tell you, really? But that's how God is, right? That's how God is. That's why it's so important to let go and let God. And so God healed me. And I'm here to tell you, God can heal your heart block as well that you may have developed from a traumatic event or a traumatic experience. And so after everything that happened, you asked me what led me to become an advocate for all these topics. And so here's the thing. I had the knowledge and the background in a lot of those already, because I have a sociology background. But when we talk about domestic violence and sexual assault and all these components, no, I did not know all these things. Why? Because it's not taught in our education system. And so we need to talk about those factors that are not being discussed. We need to talk about the narcissistic character traits that are in alignment with the domestic violence. We need to talk about domestic violence, not just being physical, but also emotional. There's PTSD that's tied to it. It's mental. So many components. And there's so many red flags to pay attention to. And so a lot of people say, but you were a law student, had happened. And I'm here to tell you, it can happen to anyone, domestic violence. So there's a stigma that's attached. Well, if you're a doctor, you're an attorney, this can't happen to you, or a professor, but that's not true. It can happen to anyone, anyone.
Yes. Yes. I'm so glad that you brought this up because I can attest to that, because while I was a police officer, I was actually dating someone who was a narcissist, who was abusive, then, you know, mostly verbal, but there was some physical involved in that. And, you know, there's a mental game that goes in that, because there's the, you know, you're a police officer and you should know better. And, you know, there's all these different things out there about the perception of what these things are and who it affects and what those things look like, and breaking down the stigma of that, and to be able to speak about this, you know, and like you said, God has mysterious ways to utilize our experiences to allow us to have a bigger message, to be able to share our come from, right? And not as a victim, but as a victor of overcoming these things and being able to look at it from the other side. And so I think this is such an important thing to talk about, and for people to realize that they're not alone. And it seems that every time we have conversations around this, there is a listener out there who's had an experience they've not shared with someone else, that there's some shame or blame or things around that. And I think it's important to have some resources and know that you're not alone with this. And, you know, Gigi, you and I, our connection came from the Impact book, and about having impact in the world. And I'd love to touch on all of the book. My acronym's in here with Spa Life, and hers with growth. And, you know, number one, the G in growth is about God first. And I'd love for you to talk about your acronym, what inspired you to this, and how your walk through utilizing this acronym supports you and the people that you work with.
Absolutely. So when we talk about growth, it's so important for people to understand that growth is truly the beauty of life. And so that is God's gift to us. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. So if you have faced a challenge in your life and you're listening to this message today, do not give up. Do not give up. You may not be where you want to be or expected you may be at this time right now, but we can make the plans that we want. But God knows the plans that He has for us. God knows the plans that He has for us. And so oftentimes in our society, what we're seeing is individuals want to take control, or they believe that they're in control of all these things. But in all reality, God is the creator of all things. And so God is in control, and we need to let God be in control, and we need to let go and let God, and understand that, again, growth is truly the beauty of life. So you may not be where you want to be today, but your life, get growing and keep growing in art of all areas of your life, and also in your business as well. Too often we're told in our society that we need to keep God out of our businesses. But if you're listening to this message today, keep God first and keep Him in your heart. Keep Him in your heart. That's how you keep Him in your business as well, in your heart, life and business. And so here's the thing. The Bible is my best friend. I start the day off with the Bible and I end the day off with the Bible. And when we read the Bible, God is speaking to us. Those are His words. And so if you're looking to build a relationship with Him and His Son, Jesus, I highly recommend begin with the Bible. And the most amazing thing in today's world, in today's society, is that we have an app. And you know what the app is called? The Bible app. It's so awesome. I love it. Why? Because it comes in so many different languages. So many different languages. So there's no excuses as to why an individual feels as though they cannot utilize the Bible. Because again, it comes in different languages, and they also have Bible plans. So any mood that you or emotion you may be feeling, if you need help, if you need guidance, I highly recommend you download the Bible app today.
Yes, I read from the Bible daily myself. And one of my favorite things to do, especially if I feel like I don't have an answer, I'm not hearing the word, or something's going on, I love to just randomly just open my Bible. And it always seems that the perfect message pops out. And, you know, there can be some further dialogue about what that means for me, but I feel like there's always the answer present. And it's an amazing tool to be able to hear the word of God and be guided, right? And it feels supported, because especially over the last couple of years, when people have felt the most isolated, they've felt like so many different things have going on, loss of freedoms, loss of powers, a lot of those things, you know, what is your your number one power and what is the thing that's going to get you through anything, right? So I love that you're mentioning this as a tool and a foundation and a guide.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes, thank you. So let's talk a little bit more about with growth, and you talk about resilience. And, you know, as I talked about this last year about people feeling disempowered and feeling knocked down, a lot of people lost their businesses or just things happened. And even people are asking, like, you know, why would God, you know, this is the why God question, right? About why would he allow this to happen? And, you know, a million questions along these lines. One, how do you help people answer that question? And how is it that resilience, what's necessary to be a resilient person?
The mindset. It starts with the mindset. Because what is a resilient mindset? A resilient mindset is your ability to bounce back after a major challenge or trial or tribulation has occurred in your life. It's your ability to bounce back, get back up, and again, keep up that good fight. So it's important to have a resilient mindset, not just in your life, but also in your business. And I'll give you an example. When COVID occurred, many individuals said, well, COVID happened, so my life is over. My business is over. I'm closing my business. And I literally witnessed this. So many individuals went and put up their signs closed, or they went and wrote a sign closed for business immediately after the news of COVID occurred. But here's the thing. When something such as COVID happens, we need to find a solution. We need to find an alternative. And we need to trust in Him. Trust God. Mm-hmm. Give your battles to Him. Because we are the children of God. And God does not want us to handle our battles alone. Right. And so if you're listening to this message today, and you've been impacted by COVID or another major challenge in your life, give your battle to Him. He is waiting to help you. He wants to help you. Give your battle to Him. He's there. And my favorite verse is Joshua 1:9. Joshua 1:9 states, haven't I commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for your Lord, your God is with you wherever you go. And too often we see in our society, individuals go through a major challenge and they believe that they are alone. But that's not the case. As Joshua 1:9 states, God is with us wherever we go. And so that goes hand in hand with the resilient mindset. Because as God's children and as His servants, we're called to lead His people. And so it requires that you have a resilient mindset.
Yes. So important. And, you know, it's interesting because I think a lot of times, and I love how you made the distinction of when you read the Bible as a child and you have a child's mind versus an adult and you're looking at it from a different perspective, because I think sometimes people still have the child's mindset of thinking that they're going to have a fire in their front yard or they're going to hear the voice of God very clearly to them, but it may not always be that way. I find that sometimes God's messages come through other people. It may be something that's revealed to you out in nature. You know, those quiet moments in the shower is where you may have some revelations about some things that happen. You know, God's path isn't our path. We like to think that it's A, B, C, you know, here we go. And God's kind of like A, Z, M, L, you know, you just don't know because it's His path and not ours. And so to be open to hear those messages, what's your thoughts on being able to hear God's messages in other ways than the booming voice coming down from heaven?
Fantastic question. And here's what I have to say to that is to get quiet. If you're listening to this message today and you want to hear Him, get quiet. In this day and age, we live in such a chaotic world. And why do I say that? Because of all of the music that's going on, all of these apps now able to just download things immediately and all this noise, right? Noise. It's very, and that's why it's chaotic because it's a lot of noise, a lot of noise. And when a lot of noise is happening, you can't hear His voice. And so it's so important to just get quiet, to get quiet. There's not one book that I have written that I have not got quiet and listened to His voice before writing. And so that goes to, again, the importance of understanding that as God's children, we are His servants.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's so important. I love just that clarity around that silence. And I love the play on words, that the same letters that are in listen are in silent, right? And so it's so important that when we're listening to get to that silent place. And it sounds so easy to say that, but it's not a very simple thing to do, right? Because we have so many distractions and there's so many things going on. And so having a practice that allows you to be more silent will allow you to get there and to be able to have, you know, the messages that we all want to receive and to have that guidance outside of ourselves.
Yes, ma'am. And I do want to add as well that God also has a sense of humor. Believe it or not, he does. And I'm sure you know that.
That's truth.
You say, really? God, really? Me? But here's the thing. I've learned in this lifetime never to question God. Never say why. You say, thank you, God. If you're listening to this message today, and you may not understand what, when you hear God's voice, you'll hear him. If you don't understand the why, again, say, thank you, God. It's not, we don't need to have everything figured out. We're his children. We're his children. Right. We just need to serve. That's what we're here for.
You know, I love this distinction about, you know, because we always hear about like why, you know, when something happens and it feels either hard or tragic, you know, the first question from a human experience jumps into the why, and it can be easy to think about things happening to us. And I love the distinction that we've all heard from mentors about things happening for us, right? And those things that happen for us are directed by God, who is saying, hey, this didn't happen randomly. This wasn't just some tragedy thing that happened. This is actually something that happened to prepare you for what the next step is that I have for you. That nothing is random with God. There is a plan. It may feel like it, but it's only in this retrospect when you look at like, okay, I understand why I needed certain experiences that allowed me to have the understanding, the wherewithal to then go forward and do the next step of God's work, right? If we didn't have that, we wouldn't have anything to utilize as the tools. And, you know, the fact of the experience you had, the assaults that you had, having that within you, of course, there's a part of you that says, I would rather not, thank you, God, to not have these experiences. But by having them, you now have a deeper understanding of not being able to think clearly, to, you know, what do you do in these situations and how you can turn those things around on your path to then be able to share those with other people. And then going back to your growth with, you know, the O in opportunity, I love for you to share a little bit more about that, about that the opportunity is in the show up, right? And how we need to show up in life.
That's right. That's right. And that's something that my good friend Andy Audate says, and I love it tremendously, because when he says that, it's exactly on the nail. It truly is. And how you show up in this world is everything. So what are intentions are is so important. What are your intentions when you're showing up? Because again, as God's children, we're called here to serve his people. So if you're showing up, keep in mind that there are people who need your help. There are people who need your help. So if you have the opportunity to help someone, then you need to do so. As Bob Proctor says, if you have the knowledge to help someone, then you need to do so. Because it would be so selfish to not share your knowledge. Mm-hmm. And what good is your knowledge if you do not share it with others? Especially if we can help someone or heal someone. But here's the thing, we don't really ever know. We don't ever know how anything can help someone. Right. But that's where letting go and letting God is so important. But yes, it requires that we show up in this world. We can't just lay in bed. Oftentimes people want to find the easy route. And the easy route is just simply lying in bed and putting the covers over their heads and saying, my life is miserable. I can't do this. God, I want to end this. I'm just going to commit suicide. And it's a pattern that we're seeing in our society over and over again. Mm-hmm. But I'm here to tell you to shift that negative self-talk to a positive self-talk. And this is what I work with my clients on. If you ever find yourself talking to yourself in a negative manner, start talking to yourself positively. It's a shift. It's a shift in the mindset. And so We do this activity where I have them use jars sometimes, and I have them go through the week, and I have them put something. It could be coins. It could be actually the words that they're using and put them in a jar and see which one outweighs the other. And always you get the negative, right? We get the negative over the positive. And so what begins to happen once we realize that is it's so toxic. One of the clients that she stands out so much in my mind now, and she's a huge advocate with it today, she used seeds, and it's so important. Why? Because seeds, when we water those seeds, we grow. And right. So if you're listening to this message today, let go and let God. And again, you do not need to lie in bed. Get up. As Mel Robbins says, you have that 5-second window to do so. Shift yes. your mindset. And when you do so, maintain a resilient mindset. And oftentimes individuals go into depression or they have anxiety because of all that negative self-talk, that toxic energy, or they let external factors or people's statements affect who they are. Right. Or they let it define who they are. But no, get back up. You are the child of God, and God has a purpose for your life. Never give up.
Right. Absolutely. I so appreciate this because people get into their mindset and they think that it's a static thing, like this is who they are or where they have to be. But when they can get outside of that and see that they have a higher purpose and not make it about themselves. And I love that about applying your knowledge, right? If you don't apply your knowledge, like why did you acquire it in the first place, right? It's not just to help and prosper your own life. It is how does it have the ripple effect? That's true knowledge, is when you can actually move it forward and be able to help people, you know, with that. And, you know, as we move, you know, further in your growth with the W, with the why, I'd love for you to expand upon, you know, we always hear about the why that makes you cry or a big why that you have, and what does that look like? And how does your personal why, you know, one, coming up with what that is for you, and is that become a reflection of God's why for you? And how do those kind of line up together?
Absolutely. So for me, it's all about God first and serving others and helping people. I love helping people. That's just my passion. And when you love what you do, it's no longer work. So people tell me all the time, oh, I see your job. I see what you're doing and all these things. But for me, I don't see it as work. This I can do for free. I can do for free all day because I love what I do and I love helping people. And that's what we're called here to do, is to serve His people. Mm-hmm. It's so important. So when we talk about the why, you have to look at so many different factors as well. So if you have a goal that you have put aside, I'm here to tell you, go back, circle back to that goal and ask yourself, why? Why did you give up on that goal? And then I want you to get back up and achieve that goal because you can. There's no time limit on your goals and when you can achieve your goals. So often we see in our society, people say, well, I'm too old for that. Age is nothing but a number. Age is nothing but a number. And also two people say, well, I'm too old to go back to college. Did you know there's no date? There's no date on the degree.
Right.
None whatsoever.
Right. Oh, no, it's so important to be able to look at that. In fact, you know, I had to smile when I saw your book endorsements with Les Brown. He's just such a favored person. I met him originally back in 2004 when I was a consultant, and have met with him, you know, other times. And one of my favorite quotes from him is that you can't see the big picture when you're in the frame. And this is where having people around you to help support you and your vision. This is as coaches and consultants to help people not only keep them accountable, but to see the things that they're missing. And, you know, your team here about together, about we need to be together and we need to be able to support each other in those ways. Why is it important for people to not just lone dog be on their own, but why do they need other people and be together?
Togetherness is important. Community is important. Family, friends, our entire community is so important. And so doing things alone, it's just not okay. It's just not okay. Again, as God's servants, we're not called to serve as people alone. And actually, ironically, I literally just co-authored a book with Pastor Alona Peranikova. And it's titled On the Front Line with Royal Warriors.
Leadership, oh, I love that.
Servant's Heart. Thank you. And so when we talk about that book, I bring it up here because it's so relevant to what you just mentioned, together and serving others together. And we don't need to physically be together to serve others. We can do so spiritually, hence the title of the book, Walk With Me. It's a spiritual walk, not a physical walk. Same thing here, on the front line with Royal Warriors. Are we talking about a physical line? No. We're talking about a spiritual line. And we're talking about serving God's people with others. With Diane, with anyone listening today. Yes, God has a purpose for your life. And also too, when we talk about community, I'm grateful for the advocates who helped me along with my family and friends after the domestic violence matter that I went through. And of course, if it wasn't for community and of course, having God first in my life, I don't know if I would be here.
Right. Well, you know, one of the common themes in domestic violence is isolation, right? So part of how someone can perpetuate the type of abuse, whether it's physical or mental, emotional, is isolating you from community, right? To keep you away from other voices that can support you. So having that greater community can have a much bigger impact on us. And it reminded me of one of the Bible verses is like, where two or more are gathered, I am here, right? And so we're not meant to stand alone. We're meant to be in community. We're meant to have more than one of us. You know, if God said, you stand there alone and I'll be here, that's different that we're two or more gathered, that the community support allows you to have that ripple effect of not just being within our own mind that may not be positive all the time, right? We want to have these positive faith-built people, right? The whole country was based on faith. Right. And we've gotten away from a lot of that. We've gotten away from those foundational things that there's, I love that this is in your acronym about the whole togetherness, because people sometimes forget because of all the isolation that you got to find a way to get together, whether it's metaphorically, spiritually, or actually together. We're human people who need touch and connection. What is it that we can do to do that?
Amen. Yes. And so if you can help someone, do so. If you're in a position to help someone, then do so. And oftentimes what I see, and this is from a sociologist perspective, is people believe that they cannot help someone because it will affect their path, what they're looking out to achieve and all these things.
Right.
But here's the thing. Stopping for a moment to help someone is not going to ruin God's plan for your life or purpose for your life because it's already written. In his heart, God has a purpose for everyone's life and everyone's purpose is unique. But while we're here physically in this physical realm, if we're able to intervene and help his people, then we need to do so.
Absolutely. You know, and this just reminded me kind of on a fun side note that I like to do with guests on the show as far as what do we create in our environment? You know, we live life differently in our bedroom versus our kitchen or our office. And so one of the things I love to ask is, what is your favorite room in your home and why? Because it affects us.
Does the pool count near the pool?
Absolutely.
Yes. And I love it because it's similar to being near the beach. It might not be the beach. It might not be waves, but it's still a beautiful sight. And it's still a beautiful place to get quiet with family, with friends. And so growing up, that's where I would spend majority of my time with family and friends, was near the pool and just near a quiet atmosphere.
Yes. Oh, I so resonate with that. I have a pool and I don't actually go in my pool that often. I'm actually starting to kind of put it in my mind to do it. Like I go in with my grandkids and nothing regular, but there's something so serene about watching water, right? And just the water of life and life-giving and just the beauty of that just puts you in a perfect setting for the silence and to connect with God. So I have a special affinity for pool and water as well. So amen. I love that. Yes. So that gets us into the last part of the growth, which is the H, which is happiness. And I'd love for you to talk about the importance of the happiness within, because there's so much in our society that looks at happiness from other people, external circumstances, all these other type things. Let's bring it back home to within.
Absolutely. Just like beauty, beauty is truly within you. And so it's so important to look inside yourself and If you're unhappy, see why. So see what's going on. What caused that unhappiness? Just like Dr. Phil says, until you acknowledge that you have an issue or problem, you cannot heal or recover from it. You have to, what I call, face it. Face it. So you need to go, like you said, deep within yourself and see why you're unhappy and then acknowledge, okay, I'm unhappy because, and finish the sentence, this happened or that happened. Then analyze, how did that happen? And make sure that it never happens again. But understand this, we could take all the precautions that we want, but if something happens again, after you took all the precautions, don't blame yourself. That's how people go into depression or anxiety. You see, I was sexually assaulted when I was 8, as I mentioned earlier. And then again, as an adult, I took all the precautions you could possibly think of to avoid anything like this from happening. But it happened. I was taken by a man and I was sexually assaulted. But had I blamed myself, I could have went into a deep depression. I had stayed in anxiety and I may not be here today.
Right.
It's so important to acknowledge what's going on inside. And so happiness begins with yourself. You need to love yourself before you can love anyone else. And so self-care is truly important. Take time. As we talked about earlier, take time, get quiet, listen to him. And then so often individuals ask me, how can you be happy all the time or smiling all the time? But here's the thing. Next time you see someone that's happy, don't assume that they haven't had their own challenges in their lives. I'm sure you've heard the quote before. Oftentimes it's the happiest people who are deep down inside hurt the most. Robin Williams, take him for example. He was a comedian.
Right.
He's no longer with us today. And he was, as we know now, that happiness component. And so it's so important. It's so important to really take care of that early on and to take time to heal and to recover. No one should rush your process to healing and recovery. No one. Because that is personal and it's something personal with God as well.
Right. Absolutely. So important. I know you and I could talk about this all afternoon, and there's just so much passion in what you have to share and so much wisdom with that. And I know that our listeners are going to want to stay in contact with you. How can they do that?
Yes, I do want to circle back real quick and leave one piece of advice with your audience as well.
Please.
Again, as I mentioned, people say oftentimes you're always happy and all these things, but I choose happiness over hate. When something such as domestic violence or sexual assault happens to you or another challenge, major challenge, you have a decision to make. Are you going to live in love or hate? I choose love over hate every single day. And so you ask me, where can your audience find me? They can find me on my website, Life Service Center of America, LLC.com, and also on my LinkedIn. That's Gigi Sabbat, G-I-G-I-S-A-B-B-A-T. And also the podcast as well. That's Walk With Me.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And we'll put all those links into the show notes for people to connect with. And I love how you talk about the love and hate. It's a choice, right? That we get to make that choice. It doesn't happen to us. It's a choice that we get to make. And finally, you know, as I mentioned that our theme for this season is people who are being a force for good. And I'd love for you to just as a final note to be able to share with our audience, how are you being a force for good in the world?
All I can tell you is that I'm God's servant and I'm going to continue to serve his people. And I'm just grateful to be alive after everything that occurred. And life is such a beautiful thing. It's a blessing. And so if you have breath in your lungs and you're listening to this message today, don't give up and understand God has a purpose for your life. And when you understand God's purpose for your life, step into it. Oftentimes it's right in front of you. If you're listening to this message today and there is God's purpose for your life that you're aware of, but you've been putting it aside, rethink that. Go back. Get quiet. Listen to him and serve his people and show up in this world. Show up powerfully. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Gigi, for just your wisdom and your willingness to share your path and just for that reminder for people to get connected with the God within, to really listen to those messages and to do your greater purpose here in the world. So I thank you so much for that.
Welcome. It's been an honor to be here today.
Thank you. And for our listeners out there, I know that there is at least somebody out there where something just touched their heart. They maybe have a question. They want to connect with either one of us. Please feel free to put any comments or questions in whatever platform you're listening to and tag both of us. We're happy to support, to give you any of that knowledge and wisdom and love that you may need. And, you know, please share this. This is a message in the world that we can see many examples of hate that's out there, but one that focuses on love and faith. These are very important things that people need to hear right now. So please share it wide. Subscribe if you've not yet, please do that. And until we connect again, live your spa life. Bye for now. Bye-bye.
Your host and spa life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehalfman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.